This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Caroline and Ezra. And for our next story, Caroline, believe it or not, we're going to be talking about The Simpsons again. Specifically, I guess, about the controversial issue with the character Apu. We spoke about this on the evening edition recently.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to provide some context. But there's been some interesting developments lately.
Yeah, apparently the Simpsons actor Hank Azaria was on Stephen Colbert's The Late Show. You're a fan. Did you
that's
catch
right.
that?
Yes. So I caught that, and I found it interesting that he was booked in as a guest for the show, because given the controversy, you would think that usually the voice actors want to shy away from the limelight. Maybe the producers or the creators of the show come forth and address it.
Yep.
And of course, we're going to hear some of Hank Azaria's responses to the Apu controversy in just a bit. But before that, we thought it'd be good to understand how the backlash began in the first place.
Yep. So the conversations about Apu really started with Hari Konda Bulu, a stand-up comic from New York who created a documentary called The Problem with Apu. And he recently appeared on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah as well. And here he talks about why he produced the documentary and why having a character like Apu on American television was actually problematic for him.
I feel like there's a gap. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of stuff that happened that wasn't covered because, like, brown people weren't allowed to talk until, like, 15 years ago. You know,
right.
We're talking about the pre-Aziz and Mindy era.
Right.
Right?
Like that pre-Aziz and Mindy era.
Yeah, PAM. And, but yeah, so we weren't allowed to talk. So there's this huge gap in who we were and what that experience is like and what it feels like when your only image is a cartoon character voiced by a white guy. So it's a white guy in brown paint, and this country has a history of that.
So. It's not just necessarily just about white people portraying Indian people that Harry found troublesome. It was the lack of representation of brown people in media that he ultimately felt was unfair.
You know, we only had two representations, brown people in this country, whether
right.
that's South Asian, Arab, Muslim, right? We had Apu from The Simpsons, harmless convenience store character, and we had terrorists, right? And there's a huge range of humanity between those points.
Right.
And so, but that didn't exist on television media at the time. So all of a sudden there's all these hate crimes and deportations and detentions, because if you only have two places, convenience store owner, terrorist, where are you gonna go, right? Meanwhile, white guys, like middle-aged white who can shoot up Las Vegas, and no one's going after all middle-aged white guys, right? That would be an absurd thing. No one's like, oh, it's a middle-aged white guy, get him, don't shoot, it's Steve Carell. Like, that's never... That's not going to happen.
So having said that, a lot of people, many of them Indian Americans, came to Apu's defense, saying that they had no problems with, you know, how he was being characterized, especially when it was all being done in the name of comedy. But for Hari, that was besides the point.
I enjoy Apu. I think Apu's a really funny character. But just because something's funny doesn't make it right. In fact, if something is wrong, the fact it's funny makes it easier to push it forward. That's how any kind of propaganda works. That's how anything that is good art that has a messed up message works, right? So for me, it's like if we had a bunch of other characters at that time, then Apu would have been fine. It was just one of many characters, but that's all we had. And when you can shape, I don't know if you know this, but there's like, you know, a billion of us.
Wait, like here?
No, my God.
Oh, thanks.
If there was a billion of us here, I'd have a show right now.
So that was Hari Konda Bulu, a comedian that produced a documentary called The Problem with Apu. And that was the catalyst for the debate that's going on about Apu and where his future now lies.
Yep. Which brings us back to Hank Azaria, that man that we were just talking about, who has been voicing Apu for the past 29 seasons. Mm. And he was the one on Colbert, right?
Yes. And of course, he is at the center of it all. Since the backlash began, a number of Indian Americans have come out to share the negative experiences that they've had growing up in the States and being likened to Apu, who embodies a stereotypical Indian immigrant.
So we've got a snippet here where Hank talks about what it was like to discover that a character that he had voiced for so long had in fact turned out to have this negative effect.
You know, the idea that anybody was young or old, past or present, was bullied or teased based on the character of Apu, it just really makes me sad. It was certainly not my intention. I wanted to spread laughter and joy with this character. And the idea that it's, you know, brought pain and suffering in any way, that it was used to marginalize people, it's upsetting, genuinely.
Now, Caroline, you might remember we spoke about this, I think it must have been last week. The showrunners actually addressed the Apu backlash in one of their recent episodes, and it didn't go down very well.
Yeah, so for a bit of context, here's the scene in question. It begins with Marge reading Lisa a bedtime story.
Here's a new version of The Princess in the Garden.
Mom, you're exhausted.
It takes a lot of work to take the spirit and character out of a book, but now it's as inoffensive as a Sunday in Cincinnati. Once there was a cisgender girl named Clara. She lived in South America, fighting for wild horse rescue. And net neutrality.
This new Clara sounds like she starts out pretty perfect.
You betcha.
But since she's already evolved, she doesn't really have an emotional journey to complete.
Nope.
Kinda means there's no point to the book.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
It's hard to say. Something that started decades ago and was applauded and inoffensive is now politically incorrect. What can you do?
Some things will be dealt with at a later date.
If at all.
Well, so you're probably wondering where the Apu reference was, but the writers were quite sneaky about it. As the scene was unfolding on TV, the camera pans to this framed picture of Apu next to the bed, along with Bart's famous catchphrase, "Don't have a cow," and it might have rubbed people the wrong way in the same instance.
Well, certainly in that instance, there's a very rude context to it. But as we mentioned, this wasn't very well received. Many thought it was dismissive, it was callous. But according to Hank, he wasn't even aware that the writers had planned that response.
I had nothing to do with the writing or voicing. Apu doesn't speak in that segment. It was a late addition that I saw right around the same time that everybody else in America did. So I didn't know what was going to be in it until I saw it. I think that if anybody came away from that segment feeling that they should lighten up or take a joke better or grow a thicker skin, yeah, that's certainly not the way I feel about it. And that's definitely not the message that I want to send.
So the question now is, what should the writers do about Apu's character moving forward in The Simpsons? Well, Hank had some thoughts.
Yeah, I've given this a lot of thought, really a lot of thought. And as I say, my eyes have been opened. And I think the most important thing is we have to listen to South Asian people, Indian people in this country, when they talk about what they feel and how they think about this character and what their American experience of it has been. And as you know, in television terms, listening to voices means inclusion in the writer's room. I really want to see Indian, South Asian writers in the room, not in a token way, but genuinely informing whatever new direction this character may take, including how it is voiced or not voiced. You know, I'm perfectly willing and happy to step aside or help transition it into something new. I really hope that's what The Simpsons does. And it just not only makes sense, but it just feels like the right thing to do to me.
So that was Hank Azaria, the voice of Apu, who was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And what I find so fascinating about this entire thing is that, you know, the voice of the voice actor of Apu, you know, has a big role to play in how Apu is represented. But the key thing is about how the writers also treat characters like Apu. And it went back to this whole thing about having more inclusion of different representations of people in the writer's room, not just in a token way. And I think that's how you get, a real meaningful sense of diversity.
Yeah, but that's the idea. It feels ironically like the walls are closing in because, you know, while the intent is to break through barriers and be inclusive and accessible to everyone, you know, just for the movie industry, it kind of feels a little bit tight. I mean, I appreciate, you know, that it's kind of the way things have to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you know, you have to have an inclusive cast, an inclusive narrative, representation. You know, sexism is being purged.
And of course, The Simpsons has been, in its 29 years, at the forefront of that kind of relevance. And for them to fall short on this occasion, this is why the conversation has gone on for that long. Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.